Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
104.1. 617-655-1234 to call or text into the studio. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, I went to New York City.
New York City?
Yeah, every January I kind of take myself there, go to see some shows or operas and things. So I saw two operas. I saw Aida and I saw Rigoletto.
Do you feel more cultured?
I don't know if that's the right word, but, operas are what they are. And typically, if you start the opera, you're not going to make it through to the end as one of the main characters. You know, I forget that most operas are so tragic. Somebody's always
dying. Kill a lot of people off?
Nothing left on this stage of Aida, but people who are no longer alive.
It's like Game of Thrones with vocals?
Yeah.
And then you went and saw a musical.
All in the Name
also,
of Love.
Right?
And then I went to see Sunset Boulevard, the remaking of Sunset Boulevard, which is probably one of the best things I've ever seen in my entire life, to the point that I was grabbing onto strangers' arms next to me, going, "What?" The beginning of the second act starts in the main character's dressing room, and you know these buildings are quite tall because they don't have a lot of space to go wide.
Right.
So dressing rooms are like, they got to climb 4 stories of stairs. So it follows him down, saying hi, talking to people as he walks down, and then he walks outside and does the entire opening number, walking down the street, like walking around
outside.
The block in front of the theater, and then comes in through the side door and comes up on stage singing Sunset Boulevard, and I am dying in the audience. We are all just gobsmacked because they have things on camera, so you're seeing
right,
it
so
on this gigantic projected
That's
screen.
Cool.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. I don't know how technologically they did it, that there wasn't a second of delay. We can't do that in the next room without a delay. I just was blown away.
I would have been out of breath just by the stairs. Forget singing.
He works out.
I bet.
They he charge ends up you, naked twice. So
they charge you $20
out.
To drive down the street to go to any of these shows?
I don't drive when I go to Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
I walk. And it was awesome. So,
again, 617-655-1234 if you want to call or text, tell us what you got into over the weekend. Bodie's from Shrewsbury and did some skiing over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, I did a little skiing. So on Sunday or on Saturday when it was snowing, I decided to start reupholstering the seats on my boat. And so that was watching the snow fall and kind of reupholstering the seats. Before we went and rides the boat, we took all the seats out of the boat and put them on my sideboard. So it was kind of a nice little fun winter project. But actually, the fun thing was that on Sunday, me and my son, we got ski passes for eight times to go up on Sunday night to Mount Wachusett. The difference is that I'm an adaptive skier. I'm a sit skier, and I ride a mono ski. So my buddy wasn't able to come up with me, and I was able to go into the adaptive program, walk in, and I found an instructor who could ride with me. So we went skiing. I went down about 3 or 4 times and skied with my son. So that was fun.
I love this.
And what is your son's name?
My son's is Braden.
Braden. How old is he?
He's 13.
I know Aaron O'Malley, they ski out there at Wachusett because of the adaptive program.
Yeah, the adaptive program there is supposed to be fantastic at Wachusett.
It's fantastic. So to top that off, I'm actually on my way to Bretton Woods. So through the New England Disabled Sports Program through Loon Mountain, I was able to win a grant to go skiing for 3 days up at Loon. So I'll be skiing there today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And Ned has a really awesome grant that they allow you to include the accommodations at a hotel for 2 nights, as well as food for
wow.
And you know,
wow.
You, and your name is Bodie, so you know he's a badass.
A guy named Bodie definitely shreds the gnar. That fresh pop-pop.
I'm shredding it, baby. I'm shredding it.
Have so much fun, buddy.
That is so good.
I'm mono ski. I just looked it up. It looks cool.
Yeah. I feel like they go pretty fast, too. So I told you on Friday, Kennedy, this weekend was going to be just like utter chaos in my life.
Yeah.
So it started. Yeah, we did the double date on Friday with our friends Jonesy and Kat. We went to the company holiday party down at Legacy Place at King's and did some bowling. And I was awful. I have never bowled so poorly in my life. I should have had bumpers up. I was so bad.
It doesn't matter. It was just for fun.
I know, but when you're there with a bunch of people, you
no, nobody cares.
I'd like to at least get into double digits. Forget about triple digits. I mean, getting a 25 would be nice after 10 frames. That's all I'm saying. When you go like 4-0, 1-0, 2-3 on like your first 8 balls.
That's not what's the idea of a company Christmas party.
Oh,
so
it
you
was
do
awful.
You.
Maybe you're left-handed. You try that.
I'm going to try it next time. And then on Saturday, the apology tour down at Patriot Place for the
right.
Winter Skate. We had 5 listeners and their guests come down, and it was...
Was it fun?
It was so much fun. First of all, that winter skate that they have there is really cool. It's huge, and since it's not like a regular ice skating thing, so they have kind of a trail down one side of it. So one part is pretty open, and then the back side of it, it's like it gets a little narrower, and it S-turns a little bit, so you get like a trail vibe to it.
Yeah.
And then they have like music going, and they have all these things. Like if you have young kids that aren't great at skating, they have those... You know, those things I'm talking about.
The things I was hoping you were going to use.
And then they also have these little dolphins for the really young kids. So they have handlebars, and you put your kid on the little dolphin, and you push him around on the... You've never seen a more adorable thing.
I'm here for it.
Than a 2-year-old covered it in snow, smiling and laughing.
I'm
it's
here
like
for
mom
it.
And dad are pushing him around on the thing.
I'm here for it.
And then we took everybody over to the harp that used to be the CBS scene. I didn't realize. CBS scene is gone. And they took the top floor of it, completely gutted it, remodeled it. Remember that big staircase?
Yeah.
That's all gone. The first and second floor are like Patriots offices now, and the harp put a whole new place in there. So we had a private room inside the harp, and I paid for it all by accident. Oh my God, I got the bill, and I was like, hey, I want to pay for the drinks for everybody. And there was some miscommunication because they were going to pick up the food part, and I was going to pick up the alcohol part, but I got the whole bill. So I was like, ooh, that's going to be a tough one to explain to my wife.
I don't know. We just put it in. You put it in the little thingamajiggy and say it was for business purposes.
The best part of it, though, was the lunch, because we all sat together. We all got to know one another, share stories. And listen to this. Two of the couples ended up knowing each other, like grew up together, didn't know that they had both won tickets.
Nuh-uh.
And then a third woman and her daughter, this woman lived down the street from one of the two couples that knew each other, and then knew the other couple because they used to be her pharmacist or something like that. So three of the winners that were there all knew each other, like 6 degrees of separation. Yeah. And then we had like two moms and their kids, and then we had a pair of sisters that were there.
Aww.
Everybody just had a fantastic time. It really, really was a lot of fun, and I did not fall once. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's lame.
I know. I came really close, though, a couple of times.
I'm so glad you didn't.
Right. All right. 617-655-1234. If you want to call in to share what you got into over the weekend, we'll do more of that coming up next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3.
Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.